Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome in on Tuesday here and Sabres Live. We are again in studio, Marty Biron with Dan Dunleavy, as Duffer will join us back tomorrow. And but because the Bills are in St. John Fisher University in Rochester, well, Pittsford, I think it's really where it is, but we say Rochester.
No, you're going to say St. John, New Brunswick.
Oh. No, they're not in St. John or St. John's, Newfoundland. There's
I've
a
never
couple
been there.
St. John's, Newfoundland.
No.
I've been to both, and both for hockey, and it was fun. Let's just say this is more for a podcast type of stories where we ended up there with
Sabres Live,
the Rochester Americans.
Yes.
George Street. If you ever been to St. John's, Newfoundland,
right.
George Street is
that where I kiss the fish?
It's like Chippewa a little bit.
I can roll my sleeves up because we wear the same shirt.
We're wearing the same shirt. If you're watching on MSG, we are wearing the same Sabres shirt. If you're on WGR 550, well, just close your eyes and think blue with a Sabres logo. Dan and I have the same thing on.
You know what I did yesterday? I went through a whole day and I forgot to put deodorant on.
Oh, that's
you
good.
You ever do that? Where then at the end of the day, you just kind of take your shirt off and you're thinking, somebody could have told me.
Well, it must have been because you were smelling fine. Like, that's the thing.
I had enough cover up on somewhere. I don't know.
You know, anyway. Sometimes it's like brushing your teeth. You may forget in the morning, and then you're like, I'll do it when I come home later.
Oh, no, you feel the mittens right away.
Well,
you know.
That's why in my bag and in the car, I got the floss picks and the little things, because I feel like that can't happen.
Floss pick in the car. You get all over the windows and stuff. That's not good.
No, I definitely. Jay Harris.
You roll the window down.
One Bills Live producer, Jay Harris, once. We were at a red light, and I used to have a Swiss Army knife, and you know, you got the tweezers and the little toothpick, right, in the Swiss Army knife. So I pulled the little toothpick, and I'm just kind of like looking in the mirror. I'm like, do I have anything in my teeth? And all of a sudden, I get a text. It's like, stop flossing. And I look over, and he's in the car next to me. I'm like, yeah, that doesn't look so good to people in the cars when somebody's like, you know, flossing.
People are tweeting you. I'm behind Marty Biron, and he's flossing.
He's flossing, or he's picking his teeth. But anyway, okay. So Dan, yesterday we had a really fun conversation about you know, goaltending, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, and what that was going to look like in the regular season this year with Levi and James Reimer. We talked about the forwards. We said we're going to touch on the defense today. We'll do a little bit of everything. We'll talk about the defense, but we want to answer some questions and some comments we got on social media yesterday.
Yes.
There's also been some news around the National Hockey League, and maybe we take a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes here. Three contracts that were signed yesterday and today. Yep. So Marty Natchez, the Carolina Hurricanes, signed a two-year deal at $6.5 million a year. So that is one of their two restricted free agents that the Carolina Hurricanes needed to sign. Said Jarvis is the other one. So Natchez signs his deal. 2 years, $6.5 million. We'll start with him. What do you think of that deal with Natchez in Carolina?
It sounds like a guy or a team. I can't speak for the team, but it sounds like a guy. If I have to think there were longer tenured offers that would have been out there for him, given his talent. So 2 years to me is interesting. So I'm wondering if he's buying his time here and earning
He wasn't
money.
Happy in Carolina because his dad did an interview saying, hey, my son's not playing on the top power play. He's not getting top 6 minutes. And I get it. Family members sometimes could get emotional about it.
But I got to think there was more than a two-year deal out there to be had in some manner.
But he kind of, this to me, Dan, is interesting because we discussed offer sheets a lot on this show, Duffer and I.
Yep.
And Marty Natchez was one that I thought, hey, there's a candidate for an offer sheet. Carolina is tight to the cap. Mm-hmm. They had just under $14 million and they had Natchez and Jarvis to sign. You're thinking they both are going to make at least seven. So if you want to offer Marty Natchez $8 million, you know, on a contract and put Carolina in a tough spot. Maybe you're overpaying Natchez a little bit, but you can make that happen. Natchez and his agent decided to file for arbitration, which takes him off the offer sheet table. You're not able to offer sheet a player that filed for arbitration.
Right.
And then he signs a two-year deal. I feel like this was badly played for the Natchez camp.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting at. There's some reason this landed at a two-year deal. Yeah. We don't know what the reason was, but there must be more than one. It seems like things were muddied a little bit, and then eventually the player gets something done here. But
24 goals last year, okay, only 53 points. So maybe that's the one thing you're like, hey, if we went to arbitration, I'm putting your contract 53 points, and that's not $7+ million.
Give me your offer sheet home run. Someone offer sheeted, got the player, and it was a home run. And that player is still with the franchise, and it's working out just perfect.
Oh, there has been quite a few offer sheets. You know, one that's interesting was the Joe Sakic. I don't know if you saw Saving Sakic.
Yeah, but
Sakic.
I mean now. Yeah.
You know, recently.
And I haven't seen that yet, by the way.
It's really fun. I thought it was really cool, but that was basically a save Joe Sakic and the Avalanche, and the Rangers came in and offer sheeted him. There's been a lot of players. Sergei Fedorov was one. Recently, I remember Jesperi Kotkaniemi was offer sheeted by Carolina to the Montreal Canadiens, and Montreal walked away from him in response to Montreal offer sheeting Sebastian Aho.
Yep.
And it kind of worked out really good for Carolina. Aho's got his deal now. And he's one of their best players. So I think offer sheet is one way to do it. But a guy like Natchez, if you offer sheet him at $8 million and you pay a first and second and a third round pick as compensation, it's not that bad.
Well, especially if you're a team, and I don't want to say it's the Sabres, but if you're a team that has stockpiled, in your opinion, prospects already, which is kind of where the Sabres have been at, hence the Savoy trade, where you're thinking, okay, we have all these prospects.
Yeah.
Where do they fit in our next 3 to 4 year plan? When do they impact the franchise? Our plan now obviously is not really to wait 4 years for anything. It's, you know, it's wanted now.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you that it's a discussion that I understand why you and Brian would have it, not just for Buffalo, but I'm sure there are other teams that were sitting in the same position thinking, okay, Buffalo more than anybody else, picking far too often in the top 10, thinking, all right, at some point, we got to move on from these picks and turn them into something. If it turned into Marty Natchez for any length of contract, you're right.
It would
have been a bad thing at all.
And especially Carolina losing everybody that they lost this year. You know, they lost Gensel, which they acquired at the deadline. There's been a transition in Carolina. I think they were a team that was – you know, primed to just pick at him. But yep. they've Natchez and his camp filed for arbitration. It's a moot point. Nobody could offer Sheetham. He signs a two-year deal. The next one yesterday that dropped was
Like it's an untradeable deal either.
I mean, no, it could very much be a tradable deal because $6.5 million for him is not.
You could still open camp and be at training camp and everything else and still not be happy. And maybe this is a way to facilitate a deal. Other teams looking at it thinking, we can afford that.
Or at the trade deadline this year, knowing that you acquire a player that still has a year left after this year. I think that's probably some of the conversations that Natchez and his camp had with Carolina as to what the length of the deal was.
I know it wouldn't stop for me if I'm a GM. I'm looking at, all right, well, he's signed now. So that's the contract we'd be taking on. Do we still want him?
Yeah. There's no question mark. You know what you're taking on. You know the cap numbers and everything.
There's no negotiations. It's done.
Marty Natchez, 2 years, $6.5 million. That deal was done yesterday. And the Minnesota Wild signed Brock Faber to an 8-year, $8.5 million average contract. Now, it's also note that this doesn't start until the 25-26 season.
Right.
Brock Faber still has 1 year left of his entry-level deal.
We're familiar with those here.
Yes. Yeah. The Owen Power did that, signed a big deal after, which starts this year at 8.35. Yeah. So Brock Faber had 47 points last year, 8 goals, 39 assists. What's interesting about Brock Faber is he was an LA King. He was traded from LA to Minnesota in a Kevin Fiala deal. Fiala went to L.A., Faber and a first-round pick in 2022 went to Minnesota. Hello, L.A., Rob Blake, Luke Robitaille, what were you thinking? A first-rounder in Brock Faber for Kevin Fiala. I get it. Hindsight 2020.
Yeah.
But now this guy signs an 8-year deal at $8.5 million. Fair market money for Faber or a little too much now?
I think this, you already mentioned it, the Owen Power deal. I think this is just the way business is being done for young players where you're looking at upside, you're looking at keeping a group of players together, especially if there's youth on their side and you don't really want to keep, I don't know if it's the mindset of not keeping a young player guessing so much. If you're sure that that's a player you want, you've kind of made up your mind as far as personality, fit with your group, is the talent level there? Has the player reached the ceiling yet? Often the answer is no at those deals, right? Because you're anticipating the ceiling being reached. And then where's so year three of that deal, say the player peaks. So for Owen Power, year three of his deal, let's say Owen absolutely takes off and he's everything you could imagine.
Which was last year, right? Yeah, that was last season.
Everything you're going to be. So what's he worth then, right, on the market at that time? So I can only guess that's how the business is being done. Well, and may I say, anyone who's not seen the Minnesota Wild's social post, I guess that's how we put it out there, of how Bill Guerin and what he had to say to Brock when he signed. Yeah. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what we have to remember is, I was thinking about this on the drive-in today. Every year you and I get older, the players get younger, which is the most unique business of any in the world. It's not that we're getting older together.
No.
Right? So Bill Guerin is constantly, he's another year older as a GM. He's drafting players that are another, it's almost like two times.
Yes.
Right? Less. But what, and we're seeing the post here on MSG, what he had to say, I thought was remarkable, and that every player and every human being should hear that. And just the way Brock took it, you know, a little bit of a smile on his face, but it was just a confirmation that, look, we're giving you this because everything that you are is what we want you to be with the growth that we expect to come from it. Now you got to go earn it. But a lot of times, we talked about this with Lukanen. Well, we talked about this with Lukanen yesterday. Just tell him you believe in him. Then back it up. You gave him the money. You gave him the deal. And then now he goes to work.
So when you look at Owen Power, and obviously those two compare a little bit, Power, when he signed his contract, he had 4 goals, 31 assists, 35 points, and then he signed the contract long-term whenever that was happening. Last year, a little step back, but I think it comes with a lot of pressure. It comes with a lot of expectation. This is life-changing contracts that come to young players. Brock Faber's only played one season in the NHL. He had 2 games 2 years ago. Last year, played all 82 games.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're given an 8-year deal. And I get it, right? That's the way the market goes. There was one summer where Seth Jones, Darnell Nurse, Zach Werenski, they all signed $9.5 million deal. And now you're looking, I wouldn't do Seth Jones and I wouldn't do Darnell Nurse at that money. And and Werenski's probably overpaid a little bit, although doing better. But it's a chance you're trying to take. The Sabres did that with Power. They kind of did the bridge with Dahlin, and now he's making a lot of money. And Minnesota trying to do the chance with Brock Faber.
Yeah, and it's also a little bit of a message you're sending within the group as well, that you are committed to. I mean, at some point, every coach knows this, at some point, you got to back your guys. You got to be committed to your guys. You can't keep pulling guys in and out of the lineup every night and whatever. You're either with the team or you're not. You're either playing or you're out. You know what I mean? And a lot of times you'll see guys that sit. I'll tell you, early in my tenure here with the Sabres, when Rick was calling games and I'd be up in the press box and we're on the road and doing the first intermission interview, and then I'd go out in the press box and watch the rest of the game. And I was often sitting with the same people all the time, the same group of players. So you knew where you stood. You were in or you were out. There was no really question. They didn't like it. You know, and they were waiting to be moved, and eventually they were. But I think what's happening now, yes, with young players, especially where there's a ton of potential, it's a different environment around the league business-wise and with how fast people are getting, you know, initiated into the game. And you're right, probably, I don't know how many years ago, but we'd look at a deal like this and think, what are you doing? I mean, that much already? And it could be a fair comment. But
it could be. But again, I think the cap is going up and you're really seeing the talent, the promise of a young player like Brock Faber. Yeah. So that's one. And then the third one, it happened today, Harbor Jackey, not in the same level as the other two when you look at the money, but Harbor Jackey signed a two-year deal, $1.3 million a year. So there's $2.6 million going to Harbor Jackey. They call him the sheriff. And the reason why I think this one is kind of interesting to me, number one, I remember seeing Harbor Jackey at the Prospect Challenge the first time.
Yes.
Right? He showed up at the Montreal Canadiens at Lecom Harbor Center.
Yes, he did.
They played the Ottawa Senators the first game. He absolutely beat the crap out of one guy. There's not a lot of fighting in Prospect Challenge anymore. It's not like the rookie games used to be with fights everywhere. Beat the crap out of a guy. Had a big hit against one of the Sabres prospect, an older player. Don't remember the guy's name, but had a big hit on him, and he made a mark. And his first year in the NHL was a good year. Jamie Key coached him with the Hamilton Bulldogs, and you know, same thing. He was like, I was totally surprised in the skill level that Harbor Jackey had. But you always need those type of players, right? Which leads me into the conversation that we didn't have yesterday, but we're gonna have today about the Sabres defense.
Right.
You've got your group of six that's all set, or pretty much all set with the Sabres. You've got Dahlin, Power, Byram, Jokiarju, Samuelson, Clifton, you got Jacob Bryson, who could be pegged as a seventh or whatever. And then the Sabres sign a guy like Dennis Gilbert, which could have a role to play on this team, just like Harbor Jackey has a role to play with the Montreal Canadiens. Where do you see that group of eight right now with the Sabres and their defense? And who are you kind of saying, hey, this guy is going to be somebody that is going to play a big role with the Sabres?
So, first of all, Harbor Jackey, I agree. The first time I saw him as well was at that prospects camp, and I thought, wow, who's this kid? I'll also say...
And how do you say his last name? And how do you spell it?
Well,
that
back
was the
then, yes, you rely on somebody else saying it from Montreal first and then figuring it out. But I'll also,
they call him Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
because his last name looks like a made-up Wi-Fi password.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, and you get the free password.
I'm a bit old school as far as calling a game.
Yeah.
No nicknames.
Oh, yeah.
That's just me. If I'm in the room and on your team, I'll call whatever your nickname was, Marty. Yeah. I'll call you by the nickname. Otherwise, that's for me.
So he's going to be Harbor Jackey when Montreal
plays. He's Harbor
Jackey.
Okay. That's it. You want to call him Wi-Fi, have at it. Not taking it from you. It's just not for me. But every time he is in the Montreal lineup, and I can even see him right now in my head standing there at the Bell Center, one of the best spots to view and call a game from, hanging right over the ice surface, you always know when he is on the ice.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean he's done anything remarkable, but he's done something. And to me, again, it's far away from the numbers that you work with, but to me, from an eye test point of view, I want someone who, at the end of a shift, I know he's not on the ice anymore.
Yeah.
So,
and you're happy.
I think defensively, though, for the Sabres, you know, that's what, you know, when Byram came to us, right away you noticed, oh, who's this guy?
Yeah.
I mean, we knew who he was, but all of a sudden you're calling the game, and it was always Rasmus, right? Rasmus is the one with the home run pass up the middle from the goal line,
stretch
or
pass,
skating it out, whatever he's doing. All of a sudden, here's this other
or
guy.
Physicality
or
with
the
Rasmus.
Physicality, yeah, the reverse hit and everything else. Yep. And everyone said, oh, you can't do that, but now everybody does it.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, there's this other energy that shows up in Byram, and he scores early. mm-hmm. in his tenure with the Sabres. The scoring kind of backs off, but the puck carrying up the ice, and I remember I'd turn to Razor every night and think, now Rasmus doesn't have to do this every night. Yeah. I mean, he can kind of not shut off, but he doesn't have to have that pressure of it's all up to me to move us up ice. So Henry Jokiharju had a bit of an up and down year last year. I'm just running through the core.
Yep.
I remember talking to him, Razor and I would on the road, just about, you know, staying. And he never lost his confidence in himself. I'll say that as far as we know.
He's a good kid like that.
As far as we know, he was always, hey, I can do this. Maybe there are some things I need to correct. So yet, I think he had the right and has the right mental mindset behind it.
Yep.
He's also pretty fiery, which maybe you'd like to see a bit more of.
Hot takes. He's got takes. We've seen that on social media,
like maybe,
too.
Maybe a little bit more of that fire that's in there. Because we'd see him before a game, and he'd have this look in his eye, literally as he's getting off the bus, with just this kind of fire that you're mm-hmm. not taking me out tonight. And they're such little things. They don't mean a win or anything, but they mean how someone is approaching the game.
Yep. I felt like Jokiharju had a really good second half of the season.
Yeah, we both said that.
And that's why he signs a contract. Yes, it's a one-year deal, but it's going to be one that he's going to be given an opportunity to shine in what I think is the top four.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so you got Dallin Power, Byram Jokiharju, your top four. There you go. But you have depth that needs to come through and help these guys.
Well, and then, I mean, you look at the prospects in the system.
Yes.
Okay, so you mentioned the seven that are with the Sabres. Is there anyone else that's pressuring Jokiharju? My point being, mm-hmm. it's up to him. Like, there's no real other blue chipper that's coming up that's going to shove him out of the lineup if he just doesn't take care of business himself, because he's got the tools to do it. Yeah. Owen Power, you mentioned Owen.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I find Owen's game to be really interesting, because he continues to get better at certain things. And then you can just tell, like anyone in life, there are other aspects of the game that you know he understands. It's just a matter, again, of just keep doing it. And then whether it's, I don't know, visualization, understanding what's going on off the puck at certain times. I'm not saying he doesn't. I'm just, because you mentioned this to me. He says, Dan, you watch any team for 82 games, you notice what doesn't happen,
yes.
Right? And that's why we do that. But what I did really like about Owen were there were moments last year for me that he just, I know the numbers weren't there offensively, but I think he put himself into situations with the puck and got himself into some shooting lanes offensively that I really enjoyed seeing. And I, you know, obviously along with the defensive game, for him, I hope that does continue, because I think that side of his game is where he can be a little bit more lethal in the NHL. He would jump into a little bit of a kind of mid-slot area offensively, and let some shots go. And I thought, there we go.
Six goals. I'd like to, that number to be double digit. 100%. I'd like them to see 10, yeah, like would be a good start. 100%. Right?
But he was starting to go. And this is what I'll watch for from my point of view. Are guys going to areas more often than they used to,
yep,
that you want to see him go to? So for me, he did. And as I say, it didn't turn into the 12. Maybe this year it turns into the 12 because he realizes he gets there. Samuelson's an easy one.
But do you see Samuelson being a top four guy or now maybe more slotted bottom pair?
I was just going to say the reason it's an easy one is please play a whole season. Somehow find a way to play a whole season. It's not a knock on the player, but it's a reality that, and you know, as coaches, they want to be able to look down the bench and know this guy's going to be there. Mm-hmm. And I know Matias wants to be there too. Yeah. There's no kidding that. And when he's on his game, angles, shutdown, maybe not the fastest guy like you and I were talking about earlier, but if he, along the boards, can slow a player up, then, and he's also actually pretty good at moving the puck up the ice too when he gets on his stick, to be honest with you. So there's a lot of good.
He does have a goal song because you can use it if he scores. Yeah. So that is a good thing. Remember when Two Sols, Jeff Skinner, he asked him the question, why do you have a goal song? Which was kind of funny. But now, Matias,
his
when
game
playing,
is good. Just be there. Yeah.
He's efficient. He's efficient. But the Sabres have not been able to really trust him in that sense. And it's not his fault. Injuries happen. And he plays hard. He blocks shots. He's physical. So that is going to happen. He's still a young man. I mean, it's not like he's you know, very old. He's 24 years old. So it's not like he's 28, 29, and you're saying, hey, listen, you know, we're going to move on from you. He's 24. He could all of a sudden play 75, 80 games this year, and you're looking back saying, okay, Sammy had a big part. But I don't think that Samuelson factors in the top four. I think you're looking at Samuelson and Connor Clifton. And now there's other pieces that come into play. I mentioned Dennis Gilbert because of the physicality, because of the, you know, the aspect to the game that he could bring that it seems like nobody else but maybe Samuelson brings to the ice. So are you thinking Sabres keep eight defensemen to start the season because you got Bryson and you got Gilbert? So that only allows you one extra forward because you can only have 23. Like, that's where those decisions have to be made. So, and we're a month away. A little bit more than a month away from training camp, so they have to start thinking about that.
So this is where you would know Lindy's wants and desires better than I would. And for me, it'll be a learning process, right? To see who...
Like Don Granato liked to have eight defensemen because he'd rotate four pairs in practice.
Yeah, like for me, it'll be a learning. What's Lindy going to do here? What's his thought process? Who's in, who's out, who's seven, who's eight, who's traveling, who's not traveling? All the little things that he's going to have his fingerprints all over this team. Mm. So, personally, I like what Gilbert brings. And when he was in the Calgary lineup, specifically, too, when they came here to play, which is only once a year, so it was easy to recognize he's in the lineup. But even when I watched Flames games at home on Sportsnet, I noticed him.
You pay attention to him.
I noticed him. Now, again, it wasn't as if he was a massive game changer, but he was consistent in that. He'd drive to shooting areas when they carry the puck up the ice, and just physical enough that, hey, you're not going there. Like, we're just showing a play on the wall here on MSG, and then a scrap afterwards. There's zero hesitation. He's confident. He's got a bear in him. I like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you work with Rob Ray, so I think that, you know, there's a lot of what Dennis Gilbert brings that will have fans excited about him because he throws the bodies, blocks shots, drops the gloves. You know, he'll do anything you need him to do to be in that lineup. I almost feel like Gilbert may be Matias Samuelson understudy this year, right? Because I think your top six is set, but you have to be able to fit in guys so that your game stays the same. Okay. If you lose Matias Samuelson, who's your shutdown penalty killer, blocking shot, physical guy? Who's going to fill into that gap? I mean... I love Jacob Bryson, but he doesn't fit into that mold.
How good is he ultimately for Samuelson? Because the two of them know, there's no secret here. If you and I are the same kind of guy, we're going to camp and there's six spots. Marty, you're a great guy, but I want it. Dan, you're a great guy, but I want it. So maybe that brings another level to Matias's game. Look, there's different levels to all these guys' games here because the team is where it is, right?
Yeah.
The ultimate has not been achieved yet, which is Steven Stamkos says, every year you say, I want to win the cup. Don't go shorter than that. Well, and then the reality falls in after a tenure of losing seasons. That's when the tenure changes or the tone changes here, sorry. But for me, I'm a fan of the fact that you're already mentioning the bottom three guys, Samuelson, Clifton, and Gilbert, who are potentially very physical players, mm-hmm. right, to help out in front of the net, just give guys like yourself a chance at rebounds. No second, third hacks, whacks on my glove, all that stuff. They're going to happen, but try to limit those. And then you've got your skaters in Dahlin, Byram, and Power.
Yeah.
And then Henry can do a bit of everything. When he's on his game, it's all there. So it is interesting for Jacob Bryson, I thought, played really well last year when called upon. And, boy, did he ever wait and work off ice. And
no, he did. He did play a good role.
Every trip he would, we'd see him and just kind of leave him to keep working and doing his thing. And then he got in the lineup and he played well. So.
Well, a big thing is, how is this team going to play? Because 2 years ago, they were an offensive team and the defensive side of the game, it didn't matter. They just outscored mm-hmm. their problems. Last year, they didn't score as much. And defensively, they gave up a lot of open ice, a lot of chances, which led to a coaching change. Now, how does that group of defense able to play in front of Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, James Reimer, Devin Levi, whoever it is?
Yeah.
And how do they limit those chances? And how does that translate into better team concept, better confidence in the way that you play? So that, to me, is going to be interesting. But the signing of Dennis Gilbert, especially because he's a local guy and because I've seen him play throughout his, bit of his youth and then through Notre Dame and everything, I think this will be interesting to just add a little spice to the competition.
Be pretty fired up.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be pretty fired up.
Well, you know what? We want to let you know that if you're going to want to see the action and maybe see a Dennis Gilbert or any rookies at the Prospect Challenge, it's just been announced. That came up right at the top of the show. We didn't get to it, so I'm going to get to it right now. September 13th, 14th, and 16th at Lee Come Arbor Center. You got the Bruins, the Pittsburgh Penguins, the New Jersey Devils, Ottawa Senators, Columbus Blue Jackets, and the Buffalo Sabres Prospect. That will be featured in what is 3 days of competition. There's also practices, and you can get your tickets available at sabres.com/prospects. I'll be there. Dan, I'm sure you'll be there trying to catch some of the prospects, and those tournaments are always fun to me. So again, sabres.com/prospects. Check out the tickets for the 2024 Prospect Challenge. It is online right now with those six teams. We are going to take a short break here. When we come back, a little bit of everything when it comes to the question that we have online right now on X. What are you learning from the Olympic broadcast? Don't want to talk too much about Olympics because we got the Olympic Minute later. And also a question from a fan about Ryan McLeod potentially playing top six. So we'll be right back here on Sabres Live on WGR 550 and MSG.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This time of year, the gear means more.
the logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.